Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace?
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh Fahrenheit Clark. There's Chuck Celsius Bryant, and Jerry Kelvin Rowland is here with us, too. Right. And Dave, is there a fourth measure of temperature?
Muggy?
Dave Muggy C is here in spirit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what just happened to me.
Muggy. That was great, Chuck.
Celsius and Fahrenheit is something we've been talking about a little bit lately on the show. Sometimes we do that, what do you call it?
Conversion.
Almost said transformation.
That's the same thing.
Sometimes we do that conversion. Sometimes we don't. And we, you know, some people ask us to, and sometimes we remember. So we apologize if we don't often do that conversion.
Yeah, we're selective, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're here in the United States, which means we're all about Fahrenheit. So really, it would just make sense for us to convert everything to Celsius when we're talking about temperature, because basically the rest of the world is all about Celsius. We'll talk about that in a little bit. First, Chuck, I want to throw back. I don't remember what episode it was, but we mentioned a guy named Simo Haya, who is known as the White Death in World War II. He was Finnish. And he killed like more Nazis than anyone else, and he was just a simple farmhand.
I think that might have been a listener mail or something.
Okay, so we talked about how he would go out and shoot people even in weather as low as negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and that set off an avalanche of emails from people saying you didn't have to say Fahrenheit because negative 40 is the same in Celsius and Fahrenheit. It's the only temperature that's the same in these two different scales, and we're going to talk about why finally after all these years.
That's right, and big thanks to HowStuffWorks.com and Jesselyn Shields and our old friend Patrick J. Kiger. Because they put it in a very simple way that's very easy to understand, is that these two different temperatures, they are, and, you know, we'll talk about the differences, but Celsius is larger than Fahrenheit. And so when that happens, as a runner who is faster than another runner, eventually you can lap that slower runner, and eventually Celsius will lap Fahrenheit, and you lap Fahrenheit at negative 40.
Yeah, and the reason why Celsius is bigger than Fahrenheit is because you have more of a temperature range compressed into a smaller scale, where Fahrenheit has the same temperature range pulled out over a longer scale. The thing is even when you're talking about that, it still didn't quite make sense to me. I'm like, yeah, a runner can lap a runner when he's slower. I still don't quite get it. And then finally, I looked it up on, I think, Quora. Came back with the best explanation. They said, think of it as a graph. So you've got Fahrenheit going up at one angle and Celsius going up at a slightly different angle.
Yeah.
And if you zoom out long enough on that graph or far enough on that graph, eventually those two lines are going to connect with one another. Since they're spreading out from zero in different directions, they're not going to connect there, but they'll connect behind them in the negative, and they just so happen to connect at negative 40.
Right, because Celsius is each degree is 1.8 times larger than Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah, again, because there's more compressed into a smaller scale.
Right, and that's why you get different freezing and boiling points. Of course, everyone knows Fahrenheit freezes at 32 and boils at 212. Mm-hmm. Celsius is much cleaner and easier to remember because water freezes at zero and boils at 100.
Yeah, so if you really want to think about it, it takes much more sophistication and brain power to understand Fahrenheit than Celsius.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Speaking as an American.
So if you were to do the formula for conversion, which we don't do, we just look it up and type it in our little wonder machines.
Yes, but now we can, in our heads even.
Yeah, because if you have if you want to convert from Celsius to Fahrenheit, you multiply that temp in Celsius by that 1.8, which is what we talked about was the difference in size.
Yes.
And then you add 32. It's that simple.
That's it. I mean, that's it. So, for example, if I see like a temperature in Celsius, I'm like, I have no idea whether that's cold, hot, whatever.
Right.
But let's take 20 degrees Celsius, for example.
Okay.
And you want to find out the Fahrenheit equivalent. You got 20, which is the Celsius degree, times 1.8. That equals 36. Okay. And then you just add the 32. And the reason you're adding or subtracting 32 is because you're trying to zero out both scales. You're trying to even them out from the same starting point. So you either add or subtract 32, whether you're trying to convert to Fahrenheit or Celsius. So in this case, 20 degrees Celsius adds up to be 68 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the same thing goes for Celsius too. You just flip it around, Fahrenheit minus 32 divided by 1.8, same thing. And so if you do that same thing with negative 40 degrees Celsius, you get negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit and vice versa because they intersect just at that one temperature.
I love it.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Or it does to me. I'm sure I probably just confused everybody.
How about we take a break then and we'll just talk a little bit about why America, like many things, is still hung up on using something that the rest of the world does not.
Right. Everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Just like the number of stars in the sky, there is so much stuff you should know.
All right. I teased the fact that the United States of America and a few other places, the Bahamas, Belize, Cayman Islands, where else?
I think Palau. And that's
Palau.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. We use Fahrenheit and we stuck with Fahrenheit. And it's just one of those sort of things that Americans stuck to when everyone else over time eventually went with Celsius or centigrade. No one says centigrade, though, do they?
Well, that was Celsius's original term for it, but I've seen it some places. Eggheads call it centigrade still.
A German scientist named Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit invented Fahrenheit in the early 1700s, and a Swedish astronomer not too long, I think a few decades later, named Anders Celsius, or was it Anders Centigrade, came up with Celsius and was like, hey, everybody, this is multiples of 10. It's a lot easier to remember. It works well with the metric system, so let's just use that.
Exactly. And the metric people were like, yes, it really does work. We're all about powers of 10 and 10-base counting systems, so let's go, Celsius. We're all in with you. And Europe just kind of started to go that way. But in the English-speaking world, centered in the UK up until not that long ago, Fahrenheit still reigned. And then finally in 1961, the Met Office in the UK said, hey, we're going to start talking about temperatures in Celsius because we look a little backwards compared to our European neighbors. And then as that happened, countries that were still a part of the British Empire to one degree or another, get a degree, they started following suit and converting to Celsius too. But the U.S. said, hey, King of England, Queen of England, we don't care, whichever it is. You can't push us around. We're sticking with Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Even though it's kind of funny here, the National Weather Service, the U.S. National Weather Service on the inside, they use Celsius, but they don't broadcast it out. They broadcast it out as Fahrenheit because Americans, of course, would be like, what are you even talking about with the Celsius stuff?
Well, not only that. I mean, if word ever gets out that the National Weather Service actually uses Celsius internally, Americans will show up with pitchforks and torches and just burn their whole building down.
Led by Mo the bartender.
That's right.
He always led the pitchforks and torch crowd, which was very funny to me.
Well, that crowd's big drinker, so he wanted to make sure that he was in with them.
Yeah, but he was always right up front. I love that.
So, you got anything else?
I got nothing else. This one was super short.
Yeah, it was. Short stuff's out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.